Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do like to say that the topic today is all about selling like hotcakes. And quite specifically, we want to speak with you about the idea of the delight of waiting for the right time. And this is where we begin. It might not seem at first blush that delight and waiting would be two words that would necessarily go together. But as we talk to you today about this very, very, very interesting idea that there is delight in waiting for the right time, we want to illustrate to you that what we're really speaking about is perfect timing. Now, one thing we should say off the bat, and that is that timing is always perfect. There's never an instance when timing is not perfect. Because as you do what you do, as you move through your experience, regardless of what it's about, the universe is always responding to where you are vibrationally. So it's not as though the universe loses track of you, or somehow or another you get lost amidst your own creations. You're always in the right place at the right time. There's no doubt about that. But here's the thing that we want you to understand. So many of you are trained to believe that in order to effectively sell your product or service, that you've got to get out there and hustle. That you've got to get out there and let the world know what you're about and make sure that you're out there running around doing things. And there are many good reasons that are floated around that explain why this is a good idea. What we want to suggest is something a little bit different. What if what you did was you waited until you felt completely in alignment with what you wanted to do, what was the obvious next thing, what was the intuitive flash that you had received, and acted on it only in the moment that it felt really, really, really good to do so? In other words, can you imagine living your life in such a way that when you're about what you're selling, that literally the only time you ever take action on it is when it feels very, very delicious to do so? Now, if you're not accustomed to doing this, or even if you don't have much of an idea of what we're talking about, it might seem really strange because you might be thinking, well, that means an awful lot of days and hours and weeks and perhaps even months of sitting on the couch waiting for inspiration to strike. And nothing could be further from what we're offering here. What we mean by this is quite simple. When you are, let us just say for the purposes of our conversation, sitting on the couch, and you're imagining what you're wanting, and you're delighting in it and reveling in it, and you're basking in how good it feels to be there already, to be in the having of it, action will arise naturally out of that. It may not arise in that red-hot minute. It may not arise right at the moment that you think, okay, now's the time I need to take action. I need to take action because I've got to prove that I haven't just been sitting on the couch. I've got to prove that I'm getting out there, that I'm doing things, that I'm taking massive action, that I'm motivated, that I'm inspired, that I'm doing what I need to do, because otherwise no one will help me. What we want you to understand is that inspiration arises naturally. The universe knows what you want. If you will allow yourself to be guided by what feels better to you, you will find great delight in waiting for the right time. Because you will know that when you're doing so, that when you're waiting to take action until the action feels really good to you, until you're really aligned with it, until it's just the right time and just the right way. And you drop the idea of trying to plan out how you're going to get from A to B. What happens is, and particularly if you've done this before, you know this quite well. What happens is that your action is like the baby's finger that moves the mountain. In other words, it's highly efficient. And in fact, it's very delightful, whatever it is that you do. And it just keeps getting better and better and better, and it feels better, and it eases things up, and it simplifies things, and it's straightforward, and it's really obvious. Now, you can't plan for those things from your conscious mind, but what you can do is you can sit back and allow the vastness of who you are, combined with law of attraction, plugged into infinite intelligence, to take the action for you. And we don't mean to actually move the mountain, necessarily. What we mean is to take the action for you in the sense that showing you this is the exact right time, this is the exact right place, and you'll know exactly where to go and who to talk to and what to say and when in exactly the right time. If you understand that you are creating your reality and that the way in which you're creating your reality has very little to do with the action that you take and has much more to do with your imagination, then you'll understand that action is a supplement to imagination. It doesn't enact imagination because there's a lot of other things acting on your behalf around you. There are times when exactly what you want comes to you. And in fact, the more you practice following what feels better, the more you will see this. And in fact, what you'll notice is that your action is usually the least important component of bringing together whatever it is that you're wanting. And as this applies to selling your products or services, the more you are dreaming about how wonderful it is to have your products and services in the hot little hands of exactly the people who want them, and to feel how delicious it is to be doing what you're loving and loving what you're doing and just having a really romping good time with it, the more time you spend imagining how wonderful it is to see your book at the top of the bestseller list or to see your particular widget out there being enjoyed by so many people, or to see your product in the hands of people who just find it to be utterly delightful, to see your bank account bursting to the seams, to see how everywhere you go, people are saying, oh, that's the one who makes that, that's the one who does that. He's the one, she's the one, they're the one who gets this and gets that, and it's really delicious and it's really wonderful. Whatever it is that you really love about what you're doing, and in these last 2 days, you've had some wonderfully delicious time to really focus on that and bring your attention to it. So the more time you spend imagining how good it is and how much better it will be getting, the more time you are allowing the universe to sort this out on your behalf, the more time you're spending in the having of what you're wanting, the easier and easier and easier all the action that supports this will become. And remember, that is exactly what the action is for. It's there to support your experience. It doesn't make it happen. What has made it happen is the creating that you've done through imagination. That's why what you want has come into your experience. So it actually is really, really, really easy. Once you get that you're in the right place right now, this is the right time, and there is a great delight in waiting until just the right moment to take action, knowing that the words that you say will be the sweetest words ever. The movement that you make, the things that you do, will be so efficient that it'll be like starting a cascade of dominoes of delight that just run and run and run and run and run, having all sorts of effects and being just about the most fun you've ever had. If we were in your shoes, And we say this to each and every one of you. If we were in your shoes, the only reason that we would be doing anything would be for the fun of it, for the joy of it, for the delight of it. Whether that's accumulating money in a bank account, spending lots of money, selling products until the cows come home, being about all of the services that you're about, we would only be doing it for the joy of it, for the fun of it, for the delight of it, and for no other reason. What you're selling is not going to save you, because you're not lost. What you're selling is not going to fix you, because you're not broken. And if you're doing that selling for those reasons, we'd suggest that you change your mind, or at least begin to contemplate that. There is great delight in waiting for the right time to take action. And today is a wonderful day to notice this, and to notice that the reason why, the underlying reason why this delight is so amazing, is because it's for the joy of it. And joy begets joy. The more joy you are in about what you are doing, not artificial, pumped-up, caffeinated joy necessarily, but really something that comes from within where you feel very much in alignment with what you're about. The more you are in alignment in that way, the easier and easier and easier all of this will get. And you will always know you're on the right track when it's simple and straightforward and easy and obvious and plain. And you'll always know you're on the right track when it really is delightful. And it certainly is delightful to wait for the right time. And we invite you to investigate those possibilities here today with what you're selling. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we've been doing so here today through this conversation. And we are very much looking forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.